It was carnival time in Little Doing. People spent many months getting ready. Finally, the day had come, a Sunday in June. Geoffrey was decorated and was going to lead the procession, as he did every year. But what Geoffrey didn't know was that he was going to end up in a museum afterwards. This year, two things were happening: the carnival procession and the grand opening of a new transport museum, both on the same day. And all the buses were out of the garage, either in the procession or taking people on free rides to the new museum on the edge of the village, or on their normal routes. Not many buses were used on Sundays, so there were plenty of spare ones for doing the extra jobs. Greasy Fitter had got every bus clean and smart. Even Geoffrey, who was the oldest and scruffiest, looked a treat, decorated with flowers, garlands and ribbons. He was a double-decker, but had lost his roof a while ago when he got stuck under a railway bridge. An open topper was perfect for a carnival. He had a band playing on his top deck. At 2 o'clock exactly, all the procession was lined up outside the village hall. Mayor Cringeworthy made a little speech, and Geoffrey was off. Ava followed, carrying lots of children wearing masks that they had made themselves. Then there were some people riding very old bicycles, some children in a band.